you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, this is not, I don't think LeBron is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. It's a little bit after 4 here in real America. Mm-hmm. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a reared on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, however, whenever, where, never, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that you are receiving us. We appreciate the flying fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. You're probably going to hear us talking like this quite a lot. It's a little bit on the contagious side when Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III is testifying. God. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. God, that little sick, slick little Sith Lord slimeball racist little cunt.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He's good. He's really, really good. Still going on as we speak, as we spew forth at thee.
Yummy.
These. What's the plural of thee?
As we spew forth upon thee. They could be a one person, they could be a group.
Oh, is it also...
It could be the royal...
A
thee.
Group. Okay.
I know not.
As we spew forth on y'all...
I went to school...
Much more appropriate.
...in Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah. I learned how to talk there.
Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show at crabdiving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out and smoke weed and shit.
Twat us, America.
Some don't.
Some, my line
some drink scotch, some, you know, don't drink.
Most kids in Florida do meth.
Everyone's welcome.
Oh, yes.
At Crab Diving Facebook and at crabdiving.com. Don't forget, we're on iTunes. We be on Stitcher, et cetera, et cetera.
What do they say in Ferris Bueller? Everybody's welcome. The Motorheads, the Dweebs, blah, blah, blah.
Everyone's on Twitter.
Oh, are they really?
Everyone's welcome.
Okay.
In our Twitter stream and our Facebook stream.
Yeah, man. That's what I meant. Everyone.
Not the racist.
No. No, and not, by the way, and if you live in Germany, you aren't welcome on Twitter if you're a racist. I was just reading about that.
Yeah, they're a little, they're not so much into that whole First Amendment thing over there. They actually don't have one.
Yeah, because they're trying to prevent the fucking Holocaust from happening again.
Yes.
I mean, they do kind of have a point on that hate speech, don't they?
Yeah.
Not everybody needs a voice. It's inciting fucking bullshit, man. They don't put up with fake news.
I like to have children!
Ugh, gross.
Does
he never pull out?
Alex Jones.
I know not.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can help us pay the bills. And it won't cost you anything, except when you're going to buy shit on Amazon. What do they have to do, Ryan?
They have to go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. And I'm really excited, by the way. This has nothing to do with a little thin-lipped racist fuck nut that's talking into a microphone about nothing. The fucking lawn chair, the lawn furniture's coming, man. I'm fucking excited. I'm going to turn that backyard.
Wells Fargo wagon.
Is a coming down the street. Oh, please let it be for me.
Did you ever do that show?
It could be curtains.
That's a yes.
Or dishes or a okay. Double boiler. Or it could be something special just for me. Yeah, I did that show. Music Man, motherfucker. What do I look like? A poser?
All kinds of shit going on.
I like to eat.
In the world, as I said, Jeff Bosash currently right now speaking. Let me see if I can pull up some of the.
Oh yes,
some of the live streaming. If there's talking saying, over there,
you should call instead of live streaming. Call it live streaming.
Yeah, more appropriate.
It explains to me how our top law enforcement officer in our whole fucking country can't remember dick about dick.
The committee. They would be helpful to us for the purposes of sorting timelines out.
Explain.
Anything that substantiates.
He's supposed to be like our top Columbo.
Your testimony today.
He's more like Dumbo.
Individuals who might have been in events that you're familiar with.
Anyway, you know what? I'm not sure if we just heard those or if everyone heard those. I'm having that same problem.
By the way, go to Amazon through our portal and buy the late, great Meredith Willson's masterpiece. Get the original soundtrack. Don't get this bullshit Broadway revival. Go get the one. God, who played Harold Hill? Who originated that role on Broadway?
I don't know.
God fucking damn it. The name escapes me. Most people probably fucking know listening.
An extended musical theater moment here on Crab Diving today. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, and others.
I played Tommy Gelas.
There was the Tony Awards the other night.
I
have no idea who won anything. I'm out of the loop these days. Completely out of the loop.
Shit, you know who won something? Chicago Steppenwolf Laurie Metcalf. I believe Laurie Metcalf won a fucking Tony. Cheers to that shit.
It appears everyone else could hear what was playing, and we were talking over it.
My fault.
Here we go.
Firing of FBI Director Comey and about the Russia investigation overall.
They're just wrapping up. So that was the live drop in. We missed the end of we missed the kisses goodbye, and all the thank yous.
Yeah.
Of
Angus King, man.
Thanks at Anna Engelbrecht 5 for former Celeste for letting us know that you could hear Burr. Yeah, we're all fucked up here in Florida.
She sent us something breaking from that Patriobotics blog.
Yeah, there's a few things breaking there, too. We will get to in a few moments. After
a few
moments
about holy shit,
Jeff
that is
Bosash, maybe.
I have never heard anybody abbreviate the word moments.
Well, we don't have a lot of time.
Not a moment for the word moment.
I'm sparing syllables.
We don't have a moment.
I'm saving syllables here. Jefferson Beauregard Sessions done been testifying.
Oh, God.
And he did invoke the Lord a couple of times in his opening. He said, I'm here to do as best the Lord will allow me to, or something like that.
I know we're not supposed to get sun and it's bad for you, but Jesus Christ, does he not look like a vampire?
Yeah.
Wasn't he on True Blood?
That kind of perma smirk that he's always got going to is quite annoying as hell.
Well, listen, he's got a lot of darkness inside. He's trying to keep all tamped down.
We can see what is going on in the news.
Oh, yes. I can't. Let me guess. Jeff Bosash says some more fucking bullshit. He didn't say...
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Right now, from the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, June the 13th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
Jeez. Your headlines.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm vexed. Vexed about this board setup.
Nah, that's all right.
I really should have taken photographs of how I had it set up before.
Yeah.
Over to the commie pinko liberal
Huff
Post.
A bag of dicks to ya.
They don't call it Huffington
anymore. Oh, yes.
Huff Post. I mean, if you're going to change the name, why would you change it to Huff Post?
Why
now
Huff?
It sounds like you're going down to Home Depot and buying some gold paint and sucking it into your nostrils and ending up on Intervention.
I wonder if you go to Sherwin-Williams for that rather than a big box store. Well, Sherwin-Williams.
I hear they carded Sherwin-Williams.
Oh, yes. How old do you have to be to huff?
There's some civilized areas have laws that you got to be 18 to buy spray paint.
Well, you can't even buy it within the city limits of Los Angeles County.
Oops. Headline over at the HuffPost.
Fuck you.
Says live sessions clams up. Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III was testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee today.
Thank you, Alabama, by the way.
He was being questioned about our new neighbors.
Right.
The Alabamans. He's being questioned about Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election.
Fuck you.
And he faced a whole bunch of stuff about all kinds of other things. And he whipped out. He's not under executive privilege because he can't invoke executive privilege. Only Schittler, only our tiny-handed little orange man baby in chief can do that.
He's like a supermodel, but times 10.
Yeah, only he can do that. And Jeff Bosesh repeatedly said that he was not instructed by the president, that the president was invoking executive privilege. But somehow Jeff Bosesh took it upon himself to invoke the privileged conversation I'm having with the president. And even Kamala Harris, who again got interrupted, by the way, by McCain.
Oh, really? God damn it, Johnny.
Kamala Harris relentlessly asking him, well, why? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
And he,
why, Jeff Bosesh?
What did he say?
A whole bunch of nothings.
Yeah, he's
a
good.
Big bunch of nothing burgers.
He's good, right?
He's really good at it.
He's an evil fuck, but Jesus. Yeah, Trump, I hope you took notes. You ain't going to do as well, idiot.
Right? There seemed to be a lot of, you know, he became indignant at one point. Like, how dare you besmirch my ethics and my reputation?
He's a white guy who's been in charge of shit his whole fucking life. He's like, I've given my life to public service? No, dickhead. I would say public service has given you a fucking life where you don't really have to work. All you have to do is go suck the dick of these lobbyists.
Oh, and you've sacrificed so much for the people you represent.
But let's take a look at Alabama.
Yeah, it's doing great.
Let's see how your constituents are doing down there.
Yeah, here's what you got 30 years to show for. Great job.
Yeah, great job, dick face.
Second to last in education.
Right.
Way down there in teen births, way down there in everything good.
And you're surrounded by a bunch of fucking losers. Judge Roy Moore, that Bentley guy.
Oh, boy.
Just a whole cavalcade of dick bags.
So, yeah, Kamala Harris was saying, well, but if you weren't under executive privilege, then why are you not answering the questions about what you said to the president? He wouldn't even answer. He said it did happen that they had that dinner and that everybody got up to leave.
Right.
And the president said, Jim, hang on.
Right.
And Jeff Sessions did say, I do recall that I was one of the last ones out of the room. I don't remember why, though. I just might have ended up that way because Comey said it seemed like Sessions was hanging out because he knew it weren't no appropriate thing for the president to be doing to kick everybody out and say, hang on, director of the FBI who's investigating me.
Maybe Comey just misread the situation.
Yeah.
Maybe Comey was on mushrooms and just, you know, didn't have his wits and faculties about him. And
well, so far, we only have one of the two that we know lied in front of Congress.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean,
which he vehemently denied and accused his fellow Senate, former senator. Well, he's a former senator, but
right.
He's a former fellow of the senator from Minnesota, Al Franken. He accused him. What?
This pisses me off so much.
He accused Al Franken of rambling.
What?
He asked, here's what happened. He asked me his long rambling question. Senator Franken asked me this long, rambling question, and I got confused and messed up, and I was answering this part when I thought I was answering this part, but I never had any contact, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, here's that dove again sitting on the fence outside. That's pretty fucking cool. Hey, I have a question. I'm not talking to the dove, but, like, how the fuck is... How the fuck can our top law enforcement officer in our fucking country not follow a question? And let me tell you something. Al Franken ain't rambling. The man wrote for television. You think he doesn't know how to fucking write? You think he doesn't know how to put a fucking sentence together? My God, what are they, what in TV, aren't you taught you have to write with economy, with as efficiently, with as few words as possible, so they can shove those commercials up your fucking asshole? Yeah. Fuck Jeff Sessions. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. And it really shows you how that fucker views his constituents in Alabama. My God, Al Franken's the people. He's the fucking people questioning a motherfucker that's going to serve on Trump's cabinet. You can't ask. We're not allowed to ask you a long question. Suck a cock. God, it's just, you know what I mean? That made my blood boil hearing that. He asked me a long question at a confirmation hearing. Where the fuck else would you ask a question? God, am I insane?
Never know.
God damn.
He said it was false that he lied to Senator Al Franken, claiming Franken asked a rambling question.
Yeah.
Sessions insisted that his answer was correct in that context.
Yeah, in the context, if you're a fucking liar.
And a fair and correct response to the charge as I understood it.
Who the fuck is this guy? Did he ride it? Did he show up to this hearing on a fucking horse in his Confederate grades with a saber strapped to his fucking side?
He also said, Senator Warner at one point said, I'm concerned that the president still does not recognize the severity of the threat, which is true.
Yeah,
he doesn't even mention it. Everybody has asked. He asked Comey and they asked Jeff Bosech, have you had conversations with the president detailing the extent of the Russian hacking into Russian effects in our election?
Yes.
Well, no.
He didn't ask. Why wouldn't you ask?
Although he did say, quote, such interference can never be tolerated.
Listen, I will say this. Don't you think Jeff Bosech sort of was good? He sparred well. He, you know, it didn't seem like he lost his composure. No one really got the better of him, but the man said nothing. And to me, it's disturbing that they just must have been complicit with what the Russians were doing because they don't care. They don't seem remotely curious. You know what I mean?
Right. Sessions said, the suggestion that I participated in any collusion, that I was aware of any collusion with the Russian government to hurt this country, which I have served with honor for 35 years, or to undermine the integrity of our democratic process, is an appalling and detestable lie.
Served with honor. What do you think about the veracity of that shit? Why don't you ask somebody of color what they think of that? What a piece of garbage.
He also, when being confronted with, well, how could you recuse yourself from the firing of Comey over the Russian investigation when you're recused from all dealings with the Russian investigation? Why are you? You should have recused yourself from that. He says that's absurd. With all the thousands of investigations going on in all the different departments that I oversee, if I recuse myself from one incident, that doesn't absolve me of the authority over the whole department.
Then what does it mean to recuse yourself?
He's saying it's absurd that because his reasons for firing Comey had nothing to do with the Russian investigation.
Yes.
In that memo that he wrote with support Rod Rosenstein's.
He wrote a memo telling the president why he should can Comey.
I agree with Rod Rosenstein that he should be canned. Yeah,
but he can't say why.
And well, see Rod Rosenstein.
memo, what please. A fucking dickhead.
And but he said, however, that he did. He also was claiming, I essentially recused myself day one. I just didn't do it officially because I didn't look at anything.
No.
Once I was sworn in.
I didn't look at anything.
He's saying I didn't. Yeah, he didn't do anything with the Russian hacking investigation.
Yeah, you're a top law enforcement officer. You're not. Is anybody curious about, you know why they're not curious about this Russian shit? Because they know all about it. They're all dick deep in this bullshit. All of them.
He said, however, I did not recuse myself from defending my honor from scurrilous and false allegations.
Scurrilous!
Nobody does that large worded indignance than than a Southerner.
You know, I got
right?
one.
I'm personally offended at the affront to my honor. You are besmirching the good name of my ancestors, sir.
Kate, ring up Kevin Spacey. I want to find out if he based Frank Underwood on this Jeff Sessions piece of garbage. Yeah. Who's got that Southern genteel thing going more? Like Lindsay or Jeffrey Beauregard? And who the fuck is in our government? It sounds like we're ran by plantation owners. Enough of this shit. If you sound like Jeff Bosesh, you shouldn't be allowed to be in charge. I'm sorry. You sound like a creep.
Oh, and Donnie Jr.
Ooh.
Surrogate tweeting for dad.
Uday and Cusay.
Apparently some point in the middle of it said, well said, AG Sessions. I did not recuse myself from defending my honor from false and scurrilous accusations.
Fuck your honor. We got Russia's fingers up our asshole and nobody gives a fuck.
I love that one. I'm going to go urinate on a homeless person. Yeah. I feel so empowered.
Go urinate on your daddy. He loves that. He's way into that. Well, there's a tape
Russian,
out there.
He's not a Russian chick.
Oh, that's right. You think he can tell the difference? You think Trump can tell the difference? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Russian Pete. No, that's Hungarian. Mm-hmm.
No, one funny thing that I do agree with Sessions, I think he was telling the truth, was when I think it was Burr, might have been the chairman, one of the Republicans that, of course, trying to help him out, said, you were a member of the White House. International affairs,
yes,
transition team or something like that.
Okay,
and he said, how often did you meet? And basically, they all started laughing. He was like, well, almost never. like basically, it was Sessions and the Republicans laughing about the shit show of a transition team that they did nothing. It was like, well, we actually hardly ever met and it really didn't do much.
Holy shit.
So what they're trying to say is that he wasn't meeting. If he did bump into a Russian or two at a party, perhaps our bulges rubbed up against each other as we were passing behind the pate line.
Right. There's a line for the pate.
Well, you know, it's very good.
I mean, great pate. Where is this? Russian pate?
Of course. But he, he said that if there were some incidental meetings with some Russians,
bullshit. How many episodes of 24 have you probably seen? Honestly,
all of them,
right?
Not the new one.
If you ask Jack Bauer, hey Jack, how many times have you met with Russians? He might have think about it a little bit, but he'd only like 7, 4 in season 1, 3 in season 2, and then 1 in season 5. He'd probably remember every single time. You telling me Jeff Bosesh, he ain't even been AG for a hot minute, and he ain't going to remember how many times he met with Kislyak?
There's
bullshit.
A lot of not remembering going on today.
How do we have the most daft, absent-minded fucking politicians in our government, or they're all fucking liars?
I don't remember which Democrat said it, but one of the Democrats was like, so did you talk to Comey?
Yes.
About his job performance. You obviously wrote this memo. You had these reasons for firing him.
Yes.
You know, was there a review process at all? Did you say, call up and say, Jim, I'm not, you know, mate, let's talk about your future and
how
we can improve your job performance?
Well, what are they going to say in a meeting with Comey firing the FBI director? What are you going to say? Listen, Comey, here's the reason we're firing you. I'm worried you're going to fucking throw my ass in jail for this Russian shit. We're going to have to let you go. I mean, you know.
But Sessions claims that he never talked to Comey about the former FBI director's job performance before he was fired.
Yeah, is it true when Comey, right before he's walking in that hearing, some like assistant, some little lackey, his walked up, okay, Jeff, do you need to go over anything? He's like, I got this. This is my shit.
He denied meeting with Kislyak at the Mayflower Hotel, but now says, well, it is possible I met him at like a party or something. Damn. I just don't remember. I still do not recall it, he said.
One of the million times
he said that.
I'm so tired of aloof Southerners that can't remember shit. I mean, really, does it drive you insane?
He wouldn't say whether he even discussed the Russian investigation in private discussions with Trump.
Bullshit.
I don't talk about my private conversations.
Imagine, you fucknut, if Hillary Clinton was the target of this shit. Imagine if Eric Holder had sat there and answered questions the way this white fuck Gollum face had. Imagine the memes. Imagine the outrage. It would be insane.
Senator Jim Risch.
Fuck you.
From Idaho, who made an ass dribble out of himself.
Oh, yes. Why do they matter? Why does Idaho get representation? There's four people there, dude.
During the Comey hearing, he made an asshole out of himself by basically not even bothering to wipe Trump cum off of his lips as he was about to give his...
Is it like that scene in Something About Mary?
Speech.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's hair gel.
I know you said conditioner. Cameron Diaz put it in her hair. That's funny.
So Senator Jim Risch, again, according to the HuffPo, seems to be trying to cover up for Trump, asking Sessions to affirm there was no collusion between the Trump and campaign in Russia. Risch said, quote, based upon your experience and based upon your participation in the campaign, did you hear even a whisper or a suggestion or anyone making reference within that campaign that somehow the Russians were involved in that campaign?
Oh, geez.
And so he t-balled that one up. Jeff Bosash hit it out of the park. I did not. I would have been shocked, and I would have known it was improper.
Oh, wait. Did he have a fan? Is that true?
I'm fanning myself.
Did he make Sessions made a dress out of the fucking drapes before he traipsed into this fucking hearing, didn't he?
I got the vapors. Maybe somebody can turn the air conditioning up in here.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the Negroes are starting to smell a little rank.
He's probably said that piece of shit.
He thought a fresh start was appropriate for fire. I mean, they needed a fresh start at the FBI.
I love it. You need a fresh start in the fucking White House, man. This is fucking bullshit.
He kind of downplayed. He basically called Comey a liar, but he's downplaying the fact that Comey said, "Don't leave me alone with that man." Seriously, I'm not kidding. Don't leave me alone with that man. Now, he kind of said that he did express some concerns, but I told him he didn't remember me saying this. Sessions even said this. Now, Comey doesn't seem to remember me responding, but I responded.
Oh, my fucking
God.
Comey
was like, he didn't say shit.
But Comey didn't remember.
And no, Comey remembers and wrote it down. Jeff Bosash is like, well, no, I did respond to him and tell him that there are protocols for dealing with conversations and communication between the White House and the...
Just for me, for my own sanity, explain to me how we are supposed to believe that this Jeff Bosash, who can't remember fucking shit except this one thing, we're supposed to believe him over Comey? They wrote down verbatim what the fuck happened. He's lying and not Jeff Bosash. What the fuck?
More and more the Democrats are getting pissed off about Sessions refusing to answer questions. It's the same bullshit that those generals last week pulled. They're not under orders.
No.
They're not under executive privilege. And it's not classified. Why won't you answer it? Well, I don't feel comfortable answering.
It's the party of fuck you, man.
Well, too bad you don't feel comfortable, Snowflake.
Yeah, you want us to make you more comfortable? They made people more comfortable at the end of the French Revolution, I think.
Imagine the Democrats answering this. Imagine Hillary Clinton saying, I don't recall. I don't recall. Or I don't feel comfortable answering that question.
Clinton.
I don't feel comfortable answering that question.
Get the fuck. Clinton went into those Benghazi hearings and she schooled those little fucking bitches. She schooled them, but it didn't matter. They came out and the Republicans were like, she's a fucking liar. This is the party. The reason the GOP can get away with this is because their constituents are fucking morons. They're fucking idiots. Go read a book if you voted for Trump. Make yourself smarter.
Many of them are nasty.
Racists.
Who are only voted for Trump because he hates the same people they do.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking nuts. Right? Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what gives me hope, though. I mean, you know, this Kamala Harris or Kamala, however the fuck you say it. I'm on board. Kamala Harris, how do you like this for a ticket? Harris Waters, 2020, baby, all fucking day. No white guys. We got to be I'm listening to this hearing today. No more white guys, except Al Franken. I like Al, and it pisses me off. Sessions.
Well, he's Jewish, so.
Okay, that helps.
He'll fall in the group of that the white guys hate.
That ticket I just said is a can't lose.
Harris, Kamala Harris and
Waters. Waters.
Jesse Waters?
Fuck no. You know what I'm talking about. I love her.
Oh, yeah.
Maxine.
That's
lose.
That's not going to happen.
No, bullshit. Why?
Maxine Waters is not going to be vice president.
She would be.
It's not going to happen.
You would vote for that ticket, though.
I would watch hourly. everything Maxine says and does.
I love her.
He said...
fucking white guys.
I have no recollection of any discussion with the Russian ambassador. I didn't have any meeting with him. I'm certain of that. I may have had an encounter. I may have tapped his foot underneath the stall.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe a little hand action.
Route 118.
Russians are uncut. It's fascinating.
Oh, really?
It's like a little anteater down there.
You know, I mean, you've told me. I'm trying to think of somebody that might be similar to him meeting with Kislyak. You remember when you were at that party and you met with Gary Shandling? You met Gary. It's not like you met with him, but you met Gary Shandling, right?
I met Gary Shandling.
Do you remember every fucking word
every
that was said?
Every moment, yeah. Oh,
fucking course you do. Now, he can't remember meeting Kislyak.
This is glorious fucking bullshit. I get it. I'm slightly offended that you're comparing Sergei Kislyak.
Gary Shandling?
Comedic genius.
I know, but like,
of our time.
But this is total horse shit. This is horse shit. And if you believe this, if you're a fucking GOP constituent, little cock holster, and you believe this, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Shut your mouth in the rain so you don't drown to death, you idiot.
Elise Foley over at the HuffPost. Wrote, Sessions has been declining to answer questions because Trump has the right to invoke executive privilege, but Sessions says that Trump hasn't actually invoked executive privilege in the case of his testimony. Quote, I am protecting the right of the president to assert it if he chooses.
What in the fucking fuck,
so
man?
So everybody knew he was going to be talking today.
Yes.
He could have found that out already. If the president wanted to have him invoke executive
what
privilege.
What did you call him?
Well, yeah. But he's like, well, I'm just going to not say it because he might want to at a later day.
Holy fucking shit, dude.
It's amazing. Amazing obfuscation. Amazing smoke screens. Amazing giant clouds of bull farts.
Yeah. Yes or no? Yes or no? Is Trump going to fire Mueller? Yes or no?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think
so. Shit, man.
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
Is it going to be a flippening or how flipping?
I could be wrong.
They're just going to flip a coin?
You asked me if Trump was going to win the election.
I said no.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can't even. Oh, God. I told people, I admonished people I didn't even fucking know who were suggesting Trump would win because I'm stupid.
They're still talking about you.
Oh, yeah. And that. All that little fucking.
Remember the asshole Trader Joe's who?
No, I was in a lift. Let me tell you how disgusting I was in this lift. The lift driver, a woman of color.
I like to fight.
And the person that was in the car, it was a line, was, you know, I don't know. I think she was a lesbian. I don't know. What do I know? Who knows? I told these two women there's no way Trump's going to win. I mansplained them. Honestly. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't my intention, but maybe it came off that way, and I get it. And I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
We all were.
I bet he fires that motherfucker. What would Nixon do?
Well, he did fire the motherfucker.
And this is
he ordered, because Trump can't fire. Trump cannot call up the phone and say to Mueller, you fired.
Hotline bling.
But he can order the deputy AG, and we found out today that, that Jeff Bosesh would not make that decision. Like, he would not, he can't fire Mueller, in other words. He realizes that even he can't fire Mueller.
When he said Mueller, he was like, who's but, that? I don't know who you're talking about.
But Rod Rosenstein can fire Mueller. And he was spoken to this morning, and he said that there he could, but there would have to be cause.
Yes.
And there's no cause. Why? What cause? It has to be like, Mueller has to fuck up something. Not just, oh my God, he's getting too close to fire him, which is what happened with Nixon.
What happened with, how did Comey get fired? He mishandled the...
No, that was over Hillary's email. What's wrong with you?
He was worried about... Trump said he was worried about Hillary.
He didn't like the way that he handled the Hillary.
I think him talking out in public may have hurt Hillary's chances to beat me.
You know, Jeff Bosesh, and you know, you're good at sitting there bullshitting, and you're good at lying, and you're good at glad-handing your little fucknut lobbyists, I'm sure. But how dare you? How dare you suggest that Al Franken can't compose a fucking question to your simpleton ass? How fucking dare you?
Senator Blumenthal, after the committee meeting, tweeted out, AG Sessions should be subpoenaed to Judiciary Committee to answer questions he's dodging today publicly and under oath.
So, but what difference would it make? Would that be different than what he did today? He's not under oath? On this one today?
Yeah.
Would he just sit there and
Senator Cory Booker tweeted out, Sessions' refusal to answer questions is troubling and not justified by law. That's what a bunch of these lawyers, including Kamala Harris, was like, what law are you basing this on that you're not talking?
What
you weren't, executive privilege has not been invoked.
Yes.
Are you invoking the Fifth Amendment? I'm not invoking the Fifth Amendment. Then why are you not answering the question? Well, because sometime in the future, the president may want to invoke executive privilege about this.
What are we supposed to do when we have a government that doesn't play by the rules that it's fucking enforcing? I mean, these guys aren't playing by the fucking rules. When does Cory Booker decide, hey, I need to march a National Guard through Pennsylvania Avenue and remove some motherfuckers? When are we getting real with this shit?
Kamala Harris is awesome because she really slapped him silly, figuratively, to the point where he got flustered.
Yes.
And even said, you need to not let me expound on what I'm saying. Quote, I'm not able to be rushed this fast. It makes me nervous.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Who the fuck are you,
this
Delta Burke?
Attorney General of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Got a little flustered because a woman of color
right.
was challenging him and not letting him speak.
Oh, my God. He did. He sounded like Delta Burke overheating on designing
he
women.
He lost his shit.
He's out of his fucking mind.
A lifelong prosecutor.
Yes.
Got flustered.
Imagine.
I'm having the vapors because you're not letting me answer.
Think about this. Think about how this motherfucker turns the screws on black people that had crack planted in their fucking car. Think about that. Fuck stick.
At one point, Kamala Harris was awesome because he kept saying, well, I cannot recall. And she said, well, before this testimony, did you refresh your memory with any written documents
right.
from the time? Like, the notes that you took at the time.
Yes.
And obviously, she's making a difference between him and Comey,
right.
who took extensive notes at the time, detailing his conversations and everything.
I mean, you know, I don't know what it's like to be called to whatever you want to call it, a senatorial hearing. Wouldn't you refresh your memory, look over some notes, think about what you're going to fucking say? But I guess if you're a fucking slimeball crook like this Jeff Bosesh dick.
She asked Sessions about the Department of Justice policy. He kept citing earlier policy of not disclosing conversations with the president. And she said, well, is that policy in writing somewhere? And there was a moment of crickets. And then he goes, well, I think so.
Yeah.
Let's see it, babe.
I think so.
Let's see it, Jeff Bosesh.
I think so. This guy is the attorney fucking general. Right? Doesn't he know about this shit? Are we supposed to believe that he just didn't? Does he not know his job? This is
no.
This is bananas. This is fucking bananas. And, you know, I'm throwing a Slate Out article tomorrow, I think. You know, look for us on facebook.com/crabdiving, baby. But it talks about, like, how scary the situation we're in. We don't know what this is. The founding fathers didn't provide for this sort of bullshit. We don't know how to handle Hitler and this bullshit.
Right.
That's it.
There's no precedent for this. Over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Oh, my God. Still.
Bags of dicks.
The headlines, you know, they have that section above the headlines where sometimes they have, like, smaller headlines.
Yes.
A picture of the death scene from the Julius Caesar, from the production of Julius Caesar at public theater in New York. It says Sunday in the Park with Trump. Theater assassination play. Standing ovation.
Sunday in the Park with Trump? Is that the headline on fucking Drudge?
That's one of the small, and that's not the big headline. The big headline is Sessions Senate Smackdown. So according to Drudge,
right,
Jeff Sessions just blew everything up, and Trump is completely vindicated. In fact, we should check Trump's tweets. I'm sure he's
Sunday in the Park with Trump. You're telling me Judge Report made a Sunday in the Park with George joke?
Yes.
That's a Stephen. They made a Stephen Sondheim reference. Who the fuck reads Drudge?
Nobody reading Drudge will get that.
But why did they do it? It fascinates me.
I don't know.
Sunday in the Park with Trump.
I know not.
That's bananas.
So there you go. The it leads to the Drudge Report headline session Smackdown leads to a Politico story. Says Sessions calls suggestions he colluded with Russia a detestable lie.
Detestable lie. Damn, it's, you know what it sounds like? He sounds like every white racist dickhead that goes to a restaurant and the food comes out and he's like, you know what? Can you just throw this steak back in the oven just another few minutes? It's undercooked a bit. That's what he sounds like. And I can't fucking believe, I'm sorry, I'm going to get off this in a second. But the comparison to, say, Sunday in the Park with George. George was the fucking guy that painted the woman in the fucking park. So I'm supposed to believe that in this analogy, Trump is the painter painting the woman? Bullshit.
I don't know the show, so I can't opine.
It's a show. George is the painting, and he sits there, and he's doing the... It's George Surratt, and he's making a little pointillism, a little dot.
Yeah.
Well, I believe Bernadette Peters played the female lead. You know, insert every famous Broadway actress in there. It's just a dumbass fucking comparison, and I would fire... If I worked at Drudge, I'd fire whoever the fuck wrote that. It makes no sense.
But nobody's going to notice that except...
I do.
A bunch of educated liberals.
Nah, whatever.
Who knows Sunday in the Park with George?
So why make the reference then? If nobody gets it.
They get it. It's a little circle jerk thing. Or it's little something to piss snowflakes like us off.
Oh, yeah. Hey, mission accomplished, dickheads.
That's all they seem to want to be able to do. That's all they care about.
If you worked at crab diving, you'd be fired, whoever wrote that. Fired.
There's a big report out today also. This one is from the Bloomberg over bloomberg.com.
what is the
speaking of the Russian diddling?
Yes. Diddling.
And this report, this is why most of these senators are outraged. Let's speculate and say that Trump was not involved whatsoever with any Russian collusion.
Okay. Okay.
And the people around him weren't either.
Ooh,
again, let's suspend disbelief.
There's nothing dirty about the Trump administration. Okay.
Regardless, it has been proven. It ain't questionable. There are 17 plus of our organizations here and other worldwide intelligence organizations have all said,
yes,
Russia done hacked you guys.
But we're saying they could be wrong, maybe.
No.
Okay.
No, none of us are, except for Trump and Trump suckers.
Mm.
And not many of them even. It's really the most deplorable of the deplorable that are trying to say that there was no Russian right action at all, led by Trump.
Okay.
So every other Republican in Washington is like, well, yes, there was. I believe there was Russian interference.
You're discounting the New World Order.
Globalists.
Yeah, you're discount. You say 17 different organizations. Well, people like Alex Jones would say they're all the same.
Oh, right.
They're run by Kanye.
They still have Obama DNA all over their dresses.
And Robert Downey Jr. They all run the New World Order, and it includes all those organizations.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, he's in the Illuminati.
Well, now, in Illinois, investigators have found evidence that cyber intruders tried to delete or alter voter data.
Oh, my God.
Russia's cyber attack on the U.S. electoral system before Donald Trump's election was far more widespread than has been previously revealed.
You know what, dude? I have a theory. I think these fuckers, these Russian fuckers, they watched somehow ahead of time. They got the current season of House of Cards, and they just watched it. And they said, you know what? We're going to do what Frank Underwood did to win.
No spoiler alert.
Right. Go to Amazon.com / go to crabdiving.com / Amazon, order House of Cards.
There included incursions from the Russians into voter databases and software systems in almost twice as many states as previously reported.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit! Twice as many states?
Yeah. The hackers accessed software designed to be used by poll workers on Election Day, and at least one state accessed a campaign finance database.
Oh, okay.
Details of the wave of attacks in the summer and fall of 2016 were provided by three people with direct knowledge of the U.S. investigation of the matter. In all, Russian hackers hit systems in 39 states.
Wow, now, I'm not a math guy, but 39, that's most states.
So when the idiots are saying, well, they didn't get into the voting machines, they can't change one vote. Well, true. Right. Nobody's asserting that. They could, however, possibly get into voter registration rolls and start playing shenanigans with the voter registration.
So like kicking people off so they can't vote.
Or flagging it or changing a letter or something in a name so that when you get to the polls, that person says, I'm sorry, you can't vote. You're not registered or something's fucked up. And then they give you one of those provisional ballots, which you know never fucking counts.
So let me ask you something. This is regarding timing. It's everything. Did this fucking shit come out today? Did that information you just said, was that out today or yesterday or something?
This is a Bloomberg report dated July 13th at 4 a.m. Central.
So it's just a coincidence?
12 hours old.
Oh, yeah. That dickhead McGee from Newsmax twaddled out there and said, hey, Trump might fire Mueller. Are we supposed to
That's a great point. Yeah,
have a big hard on about that.
Well, we were talking about that yesterday. What's the big news coming out that Trump is trying to distract from?
Is that maybe big that's news? It. What you just said, it's got to be big news, right?
The Russians hacked 39 states worth of voter databases. Yeah, it's fucking huge news.
Well, hey! If you support the GOP and you voted for Trump, at what point are you off? Do you say, God, I was fucking wrong? When do you make that call?
More from Bloomberg here. This is from Michael Riley and Jordan Robertson are the reporters here.
Oh, shit.
The scope and sophistication so concerned Obama administration officials that they took an unprecedented step, complaining directly to Moscow over a modern day red phone, basically like a special hotline that they use to talk directly to the poobahs over there. And Obama called over there and said, knock it the fuck off.
He hotline blinged Putin. And what did Putin say?
In October, two of the people said the White House contacted the Kremlin on the back channel to offer detailed documents of what it said was Russia's role in election meddling and to warn that the attacks risk setting off a broader conflict.
Oh, my God. Is there any coincidence that Jeff Bosesh's bullshit nothing testimony came out the same day that this shit did? Could that have been coordinated? I mean, we are just getting fucked and fucked and fucked.
Well, I don't know why Jeff Bosesh was scheduled already.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I gotta tighten up the tinfoil on my head, but shit.
Comey famously last week said they're coming after America, meaning of the Russians. They will be back. And then other intelligence community people on the telly said he was wrong. They won't be back. They never left. They're still here.
They're fucking
here. They've never stopped because his current administration isn't doing fuck all about it. Doesn't care. Mr. Comey, did Trump ever ask about, hey, what are we doing about these Russians fucking with our elections? Absolutely not.
And are we supposed to sit here and believe that they aren't fucking with other elections in our country?
No, they are.
With other GOP elections. No wonder Paul Ryan and those fuck states aren't doing shit.
We know they're fucking with elections around the world.
God, we're getting fucked. It's terrifying. How do we stop them?
One of the mysteries, it says they don't have any evidence that they actually tried to disrupt the vote. One of the mysteries is why Russian intelligence, after they gained access to these systems, didn't try to disrupt the vote. One possibility is that the American warning was effective.
Yes.
Another former U.S. Senior official asking for anonymity.
Oh, yes.
Said a more likely explanation is that several months of hacking failed to give the attackers the access they needed to master America's disparate voting systems spread across more than 7,000 local jurisdictions. So by letting all the locals handle everything and fuck everything up locally, it kind of prevented one easy system for the Ruskies to get into.
And also, relax. I mean, they'll practice and they'll get better each time they fuck with us. They'll get more effective, right? I mean, that makes sense. Wonderful.
The Obama administration believed the Russians were possibly preparing to delete voter registration information or slow the vote tallying in to somehow undermine confidence in our elections.
Mission accomplished. How do you even justify taking time out of your shit day? You got two jobs. You're fucking stressed. You're tired. Now I'm going to go vote. For what? For nothing. I mean, really.
One former official expressed concern that the Russians now have 3 years to build on their knowledge of our voting systems before the next presidential election, and there is every reason to believe they will use what they have learned in future attacks.
Well, let's go fuck
and
with
Trump
them.
Trump says, I don't care. What? I don't see it. I don't think it happened. I talked to Vlad, and he said he didn't do it.
And that's why Obama kicked out the fucking Russian diplomats. Kicked everybody the fuck out, right?
I think it's that big fat guy sitting in his mother's couch.
So... right, the guy,
or it's Jaina.
So, like, the way I understand it, the Russians, they want to fuck with our elections. They want to get Republicans in there so the sanctions go away, so they can get their fucking, I don't know, there's some Russian bank that's sanctioned that's not making any money. It's all these oligarchs who are trying to get the sanctions to go away.
Yes.
So they can get fucking paid.
And Rex Tillerson and President Donald J. Trump.
To me, okay, we got some options. So can we just pay these guys? Can we just pay these Russians to go away, and then we can go back to being America? We can pay the Russians to go away. We can make Hitler go away eventually, and then we can get back to being the same shit country that we used to be. Without
just
Russia's
plain,
fingers.
Just plain shitty instead of, yeah.
No, getting finger fucked by the Ruskies. God damn.
The White House provided evidence gathered on Russia's hacking efforts when they made this call on the hot phone and reasons why the U.S. considered it dangerously aggressive. Russia responded. What are they going to say? Russia responded and said, we need more information. And then they provided assurances it would look into the matter.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you know, we'll look into it.
I'm getting right on that shit, baby. Fuck you.
The last years we detected intrusions into websites managed by election officials around the country. The administration worked relentlessly to protect our election infrastructure, says Eric Schultz, spokesman for former President Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, man.
Given that our election systems are so decentralized, that effort meant working with Democratic and Republican election administrators from all across the country to bolster their cyber defensives. So while all this shit was happening, Obama's people were working to try to prevent more attacks from the Russians into these systems.
And I remember us talking. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, and again, the current administration denies it even fucking happened.
God, we're fucked. Do you not? You know, here's why I think America doesn't give a shit. Because, you know, if the Russians are going to delete voter rolls, where are they going to delete them from? The rich, fat, white guys? Fuck no. Absolutely not. It's going to be people of color, minorities, poor people. Those names will be deleted from the voter registration rolls, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we're fucked.
In July 2016, in Illinois, my home state. A contractor who works for the State Board of Elections detected unauthorized data leaving the network.
Oh, shit.
Hackers had gained access to the state's voter database, which contained information such as names, dates of birth, genders, driver's license numbers, and partial Social Security numbers on 15 million people, half of whom were active voters, as many as 90,000 of the records that were ultimately compromised.
90 motherfucking thousand. That's a fat guy in the basement on a couch, by the way.
They say even if the entire database had been deleted, it might not have affected the election because counties upload records to the state, not the other way around. And no data moves from the database back to the counties, which run the election. So the hackers had no way of knowing that when they attacked the state database.
But when I hear that as a voter, my thought is, oh, okay, great. Now I don't want to register to vote. Because you're going to fuck with you. No one's responsible for my data. And if I do vote, it's not going to matter anyway, because Vladimir Putin is fucking us in the third input.
According to Bloomberg, Illinois became patient zero in the government's probe, eventually leading investigators to a hacking pandemic that touched 4 out of every 5 states.
Oh, shit.
Federal agents were able to develop digital signatures using evidence from the Illinois attacks.
Okay.
Among them, IP addresses used by the attackers, et cetera, et cetera.
So why didn't they just go get these fucking guys?
Well, you can't.
They're in Russia.
You can't locate them necessarily.
Well, if you have their IPs.
I could right now go on something on this shitty little computer and mask our IP addresses and make it look like we're coming from Latvia.
You shall be unmasked.
Which we may end up doing here in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, I'll be in Latvia. I don't even know where the fuck that is.
It's
in Europe.
In Florida and California, traces were found in systems run by a private contractor managing critical elections. So they found these these digital fingerprints of hacks and attempted hacks elsewhere.
You don't really need to fuck up Florida's election system. They'll do that on their own, right? Isn't it dirty and underhanded and shit?
In Illinois, they found evidence that the hackers had tried but failed to alter or delete some of the information in the database.
Oh, shit.
Which suggests more than a mere spying mission and a potential test run for a disruptive attack.
Oh, fuck.
So there you go.
Hey, I don't know.
Over at the Bloomberg, the Russians we're fucking around a lot bigger and deeper and harder.
Oh, yes. And meanwhile, the story comes out. We're listening to this Jeff Bosesh bullshit, and that fuck stick from Newsmax is like, he's going to fire Mueller. You're right. He ain't going to fire Mueller. He doesn't give a fuck.
Well, and Gingrich. I mean, that slime ball. I forgot. God, he's so gross.
They marched out that philandering fuck stick, little corpulent dickwad. His wife's getting a fucking job. See that shit? He's getting some kind of job, director of humanities.
McCain.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I got my white shitheads mixed up.
I understand that.
My mistake.
Yeah, that's McCain's wife.
They all look and sound the same.
Which really sounds mobbish, right? Like, oh, maybe if we get he's being a dick to me. Maybe if we give his wife a good job. That's just exactly. Like Elaine Chao.
Oh, yes.
I'm not saying she wasn't qualified to be secretary of whatever the fuck she is. Transportation, listen, I think.
I don't
know. But just a coincidence that Mitch McConnell, his wife, got a cushy cabinet job.
Senator bitch tits. Listen, I got to tell you something. If you can fucking, if you have the ability to mentally compartmentalize your life in such a way that every fucking blood moon, you can let Mitch the bitch be inside you. There is some.
Oh,
you have
God.
Some capacity to do something.
There's none of that going on.
You're right.
Come
ain't
on.
Nothing.
Speaking of.
But his wife is, attractive. And it's and she seems it's
who
just
are we talking about Elaine Chao.
Yeah, it's I told you one night I just never occurred to me that that guy would be married because he's so odd. He's like a fern. I like ferns. No, he's not like a fern. He's like a I don't know what he's a pile of garbage. He's a pile of shit. And somebody said I do to him. It blows my fucking mind. Holy shit.
Well, there are those that allege that it's more of a business arrangement than a real marriage. Who knows?
Maybe I guess.
Maybe they whip their clothes out and just fuck the shit out of each other. Maybe they can't keep their grubby little hands off each other.
I will pull these microphones out of the wall. I am not talking about him copulating anymore today.
We took healthcare away from 75 million people today. Come here, bitch.
Oh, yeah. You took out my lunch from my stomach. Gross.
Come here.
So that's what's going on there as our country becomes even more loverly.
Oh, yes.
All
lovely.
I want is a room somewhere.
Hello.
Rick Wilson is a Republican.
Okay.
Worked on campaigns. He's been a pundit.
Pundit.
And a consultant for a long time.
Yeah.
Decidedly anti-Trump.
Oh, really? Jeez.
And very unhappy this whole time with how Trump is destroying what he thinks is real conservatism.
Are you telling me you're about to introduce me to a Republican that gives a fuck that Russia is dicking us in the ass severely?
Yeah, very big fucks he gives.
Wow, that's wild.
Rick Wilson is awesome. He's hilarious, too. You've heard him on MSNBC. He's a pundit.
Right.
And he always says something funny.
Yes.
Well, here he went on a Twitter storm.
Boo.
A tweet storm.
Yes.
I'm just going to tear through these. It's amazing. Number one, fire Mueller, do it. Fire Mueller, do it. Because it's time for the final divorce between the click-servatives. That's what he calls them, click-servatives.
Yeah.
And any pretense they believe in the rule of law. Let's just get it the fuck on.
Hell yeah.
And end this shabby pretense that we still live in a nation of laws.
We're in an oligarchy.
So, click-servatives, Trump-philaters, fanboys, grunting MAGA mouth breathers, sing out now.
This guy all fucking day, baby.
I really want to know, is there anything he can do that strikes your conscience? Is there any sin, any excess, any affront? No? Good. That makes it easy for all of us. Just go all in. Get a Trump logo tramp stamp. Name your kids after him.
Yeah.
Pledge fealty for you and all the generations of your offspring. Stop pussyfooting around the edges. Come right out and say it. All you care about is that he pisses off people you hate.
I have a question. Did he actually say pussyfoot?
Yeah. I'm reading
That's
verbatim.
Funny, man.
So come on. Pledge loyalty and obedience to Trump, not America or the Constitution. You're already so close.
Ooh.
Call for Mueller to be fired. Comey to be in prison. Wilson to be eaten by wild dogs. That's himself.
Wilson. The guy from...
It's himself. Rick
oh,
Wilson.
Yeah, it's himself. I'm sorry.
This is a great line. You're already filled with atavistic lust for the purge, the long knives, the broken glass, the whiff of grape shot. What a great line.
Grape shot?
It's...
Like you shoot people with grapes.
Yeah. It's bullets the size of little grapes. It's like buckshot, except it's grapes.
Ouch.
Grape size. Already filled with atavistic lust for the purge, the long knives, the broken glass, the whiff of grape shot. Are you looking up grape shot?
No, atavistic.
Oh, it's throwback, old, going back to older ways or things were
parasitic maladies.
It's a different.
Wow. Oh, that's a different one.
Yeah, it's a different def.
I don't know that either.
The next one, you excuse everything because the liberal media, DUHLIBRUL.
I love this.
The liberal media or whatever bullshit fantasy you believe he fulfills. Go all the way, ! So let's just have the supine $10 hooker click-servatives write a million but Comey grunt pieces for a little fig leaf. So you could pretend there's a reason for letting Trump's utterly obvious corruption slide, not just an excuse. So fire Mueller. Call for it. Be on the record. While you're at it, call for permanent immunity for Trump for all crimes. Why not? He'll piss off the media and that's worth everything, right? What's a little authoritarianism in exchange? Oh, I know. You're so mad someone in the media or culture doesn't agree with esoteric Trumpism in every detail.
I love this guy.
Is Trump honest? Is he a conservative? Is he a constitutionalist? Does he believe in the rule of law? Who cares? He makes the roar.
I love this guy. And he's no longer a politician, right?
Correct. He's
damn.
A consultant still.
God damn it.
Embrace his utter fucking degeneracy and third world generalissimo act. Ugh. It's the new you. Ride with it.
Shit.
Here's one I had to look up. Trump Juche is real conservatism. J-U-C-H-E.
Is it like...
I had to look that one
semen?
Up.
Semen?
It means... It's literally the North Korean system of fealty and sucking up to the
poobah.
They call it the Juche or something in North Korea.
God. This guy is something else. I like him.
It's the real path for the GOP. Forget laws and principles. Just vow eternal loyalty. We're almost done here.
Yes.
So fire Mueller. Call for it. Be on the record. Let's just get it done. Because I'm sure you're tired of all those petty laws and norms and guide rails that stop Kim Jong-un from truly making the Democratic People's Republic of Trumperica great again.
Holy shit. This guy sums it up.
Teach your kids that laws are for people other than the president. That's Donald Trump. Donald Trump was rid of those troublesome priests. That's another Beckett reference.
Yeah.
Embrace unlimited state power. The end of legal accountability and the ruthless will to power was only the metric of leadership. What could possibly go wrong? And his last tweet, so endeth.
Take a bow, dude. Take a fucking bow, Mr. Wilson.
Major kudos to Rick Wilson, who a few years ago we would have said is a right-wing batshit nut job.
Right.
And now is a voice of sanity.
God.
And some tiny little bit of integrity.
Hell yeah.
Coming from conservatives and Republicans.
Those are great tweets.
Yeah.
Really great.
It's 25 of them.
Shit. By the way, Maud Gonne ringing in. Mitch the Bitch's wife owns some gigantic global
shipping
company, and now she's transportation secretary.
Yeah.
Whatever. Nothing to see here, right?
She crawled out of a shipping magnet vagina, so of course she's qualified to be our transportation
secretary.
Her
business will help. Do you think being national transportation secretary will further her business interests? I'm not supposed to assume that. And fuck this.
Well, and all these guys, look at how much, and Democrats also, you know, these, they get into public service. We know how much they make.
Yeah. We know how much they make. How are they rich?
How does Mitch McConnell have $10 million now?
Well, I'll tell you this much. You know how they have those nice fucking homes because they get sweetheart deals on those goddamn loans.
Well, right. They get everything.
They get approved for loans in a low loan payments that normal people couldn't afford because they're rich little fucking oligarch assholes, man. Ah, fuck this. That guy is spot on. That was his Rick Wilson.
Rick Wilson.
Big fan. It's too bad. Hey, GOP guys. It's
writes for the Daily Beast.
Right. And it's, oh, cool. It's just too bad. There's no GOP guys like him. Name me one.
Well, him.
Okay.
Also not in office.
Right.
There's
not one.
If you'll remember, during the fucking primaries, as the clown car was becoming less populated, as Trump was knocking them off one by one.
Yes.
Do you remember how much of them, how many of them were so anti-Trump, but it was everybody that was retiring or retired and was no longer in public service? Former.
Oh, yeah.
Congressman so-and-so says Trump's a big asshole and doesn't represent the party,
blah, blah, blah.
But not one of them, very few of these pussies.
Yes.
I shouldn't use that term.
No.
Had the stones, the gonads to fucking stand up and say, no, I won't put up with this.
It's just absolute garbage.
Did robocalls for Trump after Trump not only called his wife ugly on several occasions, but also
ugly
accused his father of plotting to kill Kennedy.
How long was John McCain in a prisoner of war camp?
A couple of years.
In a tiger box. Yeah. He came back, and his shoulders are fucked up, right? Because it's something that happened.
And he gave up the chance to get out early.
Yeah.
So that other men could go, because he was the son of an officer, and right. I guess, I don't know, there was some deal that even the North Koreans followed, where they would release him first because he was more important, right. And he said no.
I mean, dude,
that's
nobility. I don't get
that. He's a crazy right-wing nut job asshole, but holy fuck, you can't question his heroism.
There has to be something inside John McCain that this shit really bothers him, and that he didn't come out and poo-poo Trump when he was running for office.
He did.
But no, he came around and supported the guy.
Because he too.
Is that not worth... See, what I don't understand is, like, hey, what I want to ask John McCain is, like, you know, you have your... what you gave up and what you sacrificed for this country is insane. There's very few people that know what that must feel like or can identify with that. You're gonna forego all that just so this guy can be president and just so you can have yet another term as a fucking senator. I don't understand that. I don't see how that's worth it for him. But then again, I don't know him. I don't know his path. I don't know what any of that shit is like. But I have trouble squaring that in my mind. Why John McCain can support a guy that made a joke out of what he went through.
Right.
And by extension, what other veterans went through?
Ted Cruz. He called his wife ugly. Remember the tweet he retweeted, which was like hot Melania next to a really bad picture of Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz's wife is not ugly. She's not unattractive.
Hey, she's no Melania.
She's not a supermodel, right? And then to put a shitty, harried, messed up haired picture of her next to Melania, having done a professional makeup shoot.
The man has no shame.
Yeah.
This Trump has no shame. He said Obama golfed so much he could be a PGA. He could be on the fucking PGA tour. And you can even count how many times his fuckstick has been on the golf course since he's been in office. And he said he wasn't going to golf. He said if he won, no more golf.
Oh, sure.
No more fucking golf.
And something came out yesterday that he's already... by this period of time, racked up more golf trips than his three predecessors combined.
Yes.
For their first 145-ish days or whatever. Combined!
Right. Every once in a while, I throw up a story on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. I would say, hey, look who's golfing again. Does anyone know how many times this is? Because I don't. I lost fucking count. But God damn it, Barack Hussein Obama, every time he went to golf, oh, geez, it's our commander-in-chief just golfing up a storm, not doing shit.
Right. They read one today on MSNBC that from like 2014 of, I can't believe Obama went out and golfed today and didn't get anything done.
See, and Trump exists.
But then they say,
yeah,
well, but Trump does work when he's golfing. That's how he works.
No, it's not.
Now, of course, Obama didn't.
Yes.
Obama wasn't making deals on the golf course. Obama wasn't golfing with diplomats to maybe schmooze them and stuff, which of course he did. But he's black, so of course you got to condemn him.
He's out there.
Hey,
he's getting it over on you on the taxpayer dime.
God. Oh, boy.
What's that?
I hope I have audio of this.
Oh, yes. Kate, get us the audio, whatever he's looking for. We need it now. I'll get you a treat.
This is on. We're going to make your ears bleed a little bit. Sorry. We're going to play a little bit of Fox.
Fuck you.
Quote news, unquote.
Don't tell me this ain't Steve Doocy.
It's not Steve Doocy.
Oh, good.
This is...
Steve Doocy's the fucking worst, man. That guy...
Is this Varney? No.
Stuart Varney?
Fox Business.
Yes.
From earlier today.
Oh, shit.
Here is the one of our favorite representatives, I believe a Freedom Caucus member, and one hell of a barbecuer.
Right.
Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas.
Fuck you.
The gays used to have their massages before they'd go off to war.
Nah. A little reach around from a gladiator. Who doesn't need that on a Sunday afternoon?
Here he is on Fox Business, and he is on the fire Mueller train.
Oh, shit.
So I'd love to hear Rick Wilson talk to this guy. How great would that be? Have Rick Wilson debate Louie Gohmert.
Get the fuck out of here. That would be fucking amazing.
Back to it. So Trump and Ivanka are exactly right on that. One thing the speaker said that I totally disagree with, I can't disagree that he has confidence in Mueller. What I'm bothered about is he hasn't bothered to educate himself on the massive problems with Mueller. He, Comey created the opportunity
by the way, they're all over the right. They're saying Mueller is dirty. He's buddies with Comey. The only evidence we have that Comey and Mueller know each other is there's a picture of the two of them shaking hands and smiling at some like inauguration event or some party event where there are probably 50 pictures of Mueller shaking hands and smiling with somebody else.
Yeah.
And Comey shaking hands and smiling with somebody else. So the fact that the two of them shook hands and smiled together on the right, they're using that picture. That's right. The only one you see because that's the only picture they have of them together. That picture is all over the right. You have to fire Mueller because he's friends with Comey. And obviously Comey hates the president. So obviously Mueller is not going to be fair. And it's just a witch hunt.
That's fucking ridiculous. I mean, it really is. A witch hunt. God, what about Benghazi, Louie? What about fucking Benghazi? That was a fucking witch hunt, right?
Well, yeah. Are you calling her a witch?
No. The GOP surely did. No, I'm not.
Oh, witch is mild compared to the GOP.
I don't think Hillary's a witch at all. Actually, I think she would have made a great fucking president.
And then these assholes are saying, well, we found out that some of the people that Mueller has hired to work on the staff for the investigation for the council that he is the head of have in the past donated to Democrats.
Oh. Jeez. That's insane.
Here's a little bit more Gohmert.
Comey created the opportunity by leaking, by potentially committing crime, and also colluding with others in the Department of Justice. And Mueller was his good friend. Molly Hemingway has a great article.
Mueller was his good friend. There's no evidence.
I had no idea how dirty this mess was involving Comey and Mueller over the years. But it was Comey that pushed John Ashcroft to recuse himself so Comey could get his child's godfather to become the special counsel.
Oh, God. I don't know what the hell Louie Gohmert's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But at one point in this rant, he says, Comey created an opportunity by leaking and possibly committing a crime by colluding with others in the Department of Justice, and Mueller was his good friend.
But the thing is, though, okay, let's say Comey is a dirty leaker. Let's say Mueller?
I think.
Mueller is a fucking dirty leaker. That doesn't discount the shit Russia is up to or was up to. You know what I mean? We still have that going.
No, that's fake news. That's made up by the Democrats who still can't get over the fact that Mr. Trump won.
Oh, suck a dick, Louie.
Comey manipulated through this leaking to get a special counsel when we don't need one.
Right. We don't need one.
Yeah, and that's what some of these other assholes have said. They're like, well, why? There shouldn't even be a special counsel. Of course Mueller should be fired because there's no crime. Show us a crime that was committed where you need a special counsel.
Well, motherfucker, that's why we have a special counsel, because we got to look and find proof and investigate and all this shit. That guy is, he thinks, what does he think?
And there is evidence of possible obstruction of the investigation, which needs to be investigated.
Right, right. And that, to me, Mueller is expanding his investigation based on shit like that, right? How the fuck do you figure out if a crime is committed if you don't... Have they never watched Law & Order? Here's how Law & Order works, dickheads. Let me explain the world to you, GOP cunts. Law & Order starts at the beginning of the show. And at the end of the show, people go to jail. Are they let free? Or because they figure out within that hour what happened. And during that hour, they investigate a crime. And then they figure out, you know, what the fuck happened. It's an hour.
Yeah.
If they didn't have that part in the middle, there wouldn't be a show. God,
Gohmert was a judge. I just want to remind everyone.
Okay.
It's one of those things where maybe judges shouldn't be elected.
It's like these fucking guys are like, hey, listen, why do you guys need an investigation in this investigation? It's an investigation where you investigate. They want to take out the investigate out of the investigation.
The Obama administration intruding, interfering into the election.
Well, we already knew from Comey's comment about the Attorney General Loretta Lynch that she did interfere.
That's not what he said.
Right.
Comey felt that it was inappropriate, the meeting that when Bill Clinton was like, hey, Loretta, right. My plane just pulled up next to yours. Let's have a cup of coffee. And Bill Clinton should have known better, by the way.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton should have known better.
Absolutely. He fucked
that one up.
But, you know... I know this is tough for the GOP. Who gives a fuck? What about that Bloomberg story you read?
Well, and there's still no proof.
Right.
There's no evidence that he said anything about, hey, drop the investigation of Hillary.
Yeah.
At all.
And you guys want to drop an investigation where maybe Russia could be purging voters from our registration rolls.
Right.
What do you keep saying? They keep drilling. Our most sacred right in a democracy is to vote. And Putin is taking that away from people.
Why isn't Trump saying, look, I had nothing to do with it. My people had nothing to do with any kind of collusion. But of course, we have seen the intrusion that happened. And we need to open an investigation, find out exactly how far they got and how to prevent them from doing it again. And maybe... slap some more fucking sanctions on them for having done it. That ain't gonna happen because Trump, day one, was like, I think we should get rid of those sanctions that black guy put on them.
And thinking about it, to the rest of the world, how would that look? To the rest of the world,
looks like we're abandoning everybody. Fuck all of our friends.
Yeah, and of course. I mean, you know, you have a meeting at NATO. You don't reaffirm Article 5. You go, we go, that shit from Backdraft. Who's shocked? Who the fuck is shocked? We're gonna let Russia off the hook for fucking with our elections. But Russia's fucking with everybody's election. So how can you not say that we're not betraying our allies by not figuring out what the fuck is going on?
A memo on this issue because we know what the tradition is. We've seen it with Hillary Clinton. Mm. If you have evidence, you destroy it. Even if you have to take a hammer to beat the heck out of your cell phone, you destroy evidence. And when Comey said previously he didn't.
Which, by the way, was what they recommend to do, that if you have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Break the cell phone.
How do you listen? Like, I if we're going to, you know, on days we play Louis Gohmert, I'm going to need to put a little guard on my forehead because I keep facepalming and it hurts.
I want to go hang out in that district in Texas and just see what votes for him. I mean, I know.
Idiots.
I guess I don't need to really go.
Next time we go to Walmart here in the panhandle in the middle of the night.
I don't need to go play Jane Goodall.
Sorry, I mean to interrupt you.
No, I don't mean to go play Jane Goodall and end up studying Texans.
Yeah. Jane Goodall wouldn't even go there.
And see evidence of intent. My goodness. As a judge, I was allowed to instruct the jury that if one...
Terrifying.
What an idiot.
Reminding us he's a judge.
I want to know where he went to law school. I'm going to go to law school. God, he went to law school.
No. You don't have to be a lawyer to be a judge.
Really?
To be elected. I don't think you do.
Then how the fuck do you know what's going on in a courtroom?
I don't know. I think for the most part you are, obviously, but I think there's cases where people become judges that aren't lawyers.
Yeah. I just watch a shitload of Perry Mason.
I'll bet he is a lawyer. Let me look up.
Yeah.
Let me look up the wonderful Louis Gohmert.
Guy, I swear to God, if it's comes back Yale or Dartmouth or some Brown University
shit. You know,
shit.
It's like Texas.
Fuck you.
Some kind of Texas.
Well, you know, those,
Texas A&M.
Those law schools aren't easy to get into, dude. Big universities like that. It's not really, I don't think it's that easy. Shit, man.
Unless Papa Gomert went there.
Oh, yeah,
and
you're
was
right.
A donor.
What do they call that thing where you're cut? We talked about it yesterday or they for previous episodes of this fucking
legacy
podcast.
Legacy admissions.
Go to crabdiving.com. Yeah, maybe it's a legacy thing. How gross.
Gomert was born in Pittsburgh, Texas, son of Irma Sue and Louis Buller Gomert.
Pittsburgh, Texas?
Oh, he's of German descent.
Nine. Pittsburgh, Texas.
He got a BA in history from Texas A&M.
Fuck you.
While at Texas A&M, he was a student leader for the MSC Student Conference on National Affairs, whatever that means.
Yes.
He spent a summer as an exchange student in Ukraine.
Holy shit.
Isn't that interesting?
Is he a spy?
He received a U.S. Army scholarship while at Texas A&M, where he was a brigade commander of the Corps of Cadets.
Oh, so he was, I didn't know he was a veteran.
And he was class president.
Oh, wow. Where did he learn to be such a fucking shithead then?
He later got a law degree from Baylor Law School in Waco, Texas,
where
he was also class president. Look
Holy
at Louis.
Fucking shit, Gomert.
Must be that barbecuing.
Yeah, he's a glad-handing little fucknut. And he's got that, you know, he's got that George Bush thing where he's kind of folksy. He's like, oh, yeah, you're funny.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about these gladiators that like to jack my dick off.
Oh, God. Gomert handily won his seventh term in the most recent general election with 73.9%
yes.
of the vote over a Democrat.
Wow. Congratulations, dickhead. God, what Democrat lost to you? Oh, my God.
Despite being an advocate for gun rights and supporting a proposal that allows mentally ill individuals to possess firearms.
Oh, my God.
In early 2017, Gomert expressed fear that he might become the target of gun violence similar to that experienced by former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Therefore, he refused to hold public town hall meetings.
And there you go. That is the GOP in a motherfucking nutshell. They can't understand jack shit unless it's happening to them because they don't have any fucking empathy.
Right.
Amazing.
Louis Gomert with Stuart Vonnie.
That last shit you said about him fucking that gun thing.
Yeah.
But he
I
wants mentally ill people to have guns.
Right.
But Louis, what if you get shot by one of those assholes?
Well, he's only worried about libtards shooting him.
No, yeah.
Not crazy people.
I you know, call me crazy, but I believe a bullet feels the same. Doesn't matter what kind of gun it's. Maybe it does. What do I know? God. Maybe the Russians should fuck with our elections. God, how's it going to hurt? You're going to fucking. We're fucked anyway.
They already did. I mean, mission accomplished. I saw
a
comic the other day, a political comic of the news, Putin sitting in his. You know, office in the sky in Moscow with his shirt off, drinking champagne and laughing at Fox News. Laughing.
Why would you take time out of your day to vote? After listening to all this shit, no one's doing anything. I know the Democrats, their hands are tied, and I assume they're doing the best they can. But maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not that impressed, by the way.
Not all of them are squeaky clean either. I mean.
So fuck this. We should all refuse to fucking vote until they fix this shit. This is bullshit. This is bullshit. I'm supposed to go vote. I'm supposed to give my information to some voter registration thing. But yet the Russians are hacking into it and nobody gives a fuck.
Right.
It's a real crisis. I mean, you know, how can you look somebody in the eye and say, oh, your vote counts? No, it doesn't. Your vote doesn't mean shit. Not in this, not in how it's set up now. It doesn't mean jack fucking shit.
Especially in if you're a big city folk,
right? What do you mean?
If when we lived in Los Angeles, our vote was 1/30th worth 1/30th what a dude's vote in Wyoming is because of that stupid electoral college bullshit.
Yeah, and the integrity of the whole system, aside from the way the electoral college is set up, which is we all understand, it's transparent. You can see that, but we don't know that if we're just voting, we're just exercising. It's just futility. it's obviously futility if we got Schittler.
Yeah.
I mean, God, we're a joke. We're a fucking joke.
And the rest of the world is treating us as such.
We're fucking the rest of the world.
Angela Merkel says,
"Yeah,
forget it. We're on our own. We can't count on the United States anymore. We can't count on the United States anymore." Remember Ronald Reagan, that evil fuck, and yes, his shining city on the hill? We're supposed to be the beacon of what, everything that's good and right to the rest of the world and set the perfect example.
Imagine.
How's that going?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Chittily.
Yeah.
How's that going? Imagine you're some intelligence service in another country. You ring up. Hey, listen, Russia's got their dick in your ass and it's fucking with your electoral process. They're doing the same thing to us. Why don't we look into this? The U.S. is like, no, thanks.
Right. Have you paid enough of your GDP into NATO?
We are fucking the planet by not looking into this. I mean, you know, whatever. All right. Nobody should vote. Nobody should vote in any single election until they figure this shit out. Because what's it matter?
We talked a little bit yesterday about how Megyn Kelly's getting some shit for normalizing Alex Jones after having normalized Vladimir Putin.
Right.
Uncle Nipples.
Santa Claus is white.
And they're pushing back. They're saying that they do argue with him and they do challenge him on some of his beliefs and stuff. And I think he's not going to come off favorably because after the clip
Who's
we
he?
Played yesterday, Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
After the clip we played yesterday of Alex Jones whining and whinging about how
whinging
about how mean and unfeminine and he didn't want to fuck her at all.
No, oh, jeez.
Megyn Kelly was.
She's so broken up over that.
I think he's worried it's going to be a non-positive piece about him.
What person on the planet less than Alex Jones inside of them anyway, by the way? That guy.
We saw her in the trial over the kids, God. Right?
He's a fucking monster.
I'm a pioneer.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yesterday, that creepy, right near the end, that clip we played about him saying that he's ready for Trump to move physically against his enemies. Not like enemies here.
Right. I mean, you know, the right wing, they call for violence, all this other bullshit. It's just fucking horrible. You don't see the progressives doing that. But also, you don't really see the progressives making a big stink about much of anything. I mean, this really is disheartening.
We are make a dupes. Stink.
We're dupes.
They make a stink. They just, you know, I don't know what more you can do than make a stink sometimes, especially if you don't have the votes.
Do you believe in your heart that they're doing everything they fucking can? Fuck no.
Some.
I mean, listen, if you're going to blame Congress, you blame Congress. If you're going to blame the Senate, you blame the whole Senate. This is on that. They're the other two branches. They're supposed to police the executive branches.
Right.
So do it. Walk out. Why is Al Franken? Why are all these senators? Why are they participating in this? Why are they showing up to these hearings? What is the fucking point? Don't go. Do something else. It ain't working.
The kudos and congratulations on two fronts to the Golden State Warriors for winning a NBA championship.
Hell yeah.
And giving LeBron sad face.
Right.
And part B, voting unanimously as a team that they will not be going to the White House. Breaking with tradition, and they will not be going to the White House to meet the president.
Hell yeah.
None of them want to go hang with Trump.
And by the way, the Cavaliers said ahead of time they wouldn't go if they won.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they said, we're not going either if we win. Fuck him. Basketball, for some reason, finds their conscience on social issues. The one sport. The one sport. Really, honestly, right. they make political statements.
Well, didn't the Cubs?
Yeah.
Rush their visit to so they could go sit with Obama for the picture and not have to deal with Trump?
Absolutely, and that's rare for baseball.
And Trump is all sad face over that.
Yeah, fuck him.
Al Franken is responding.
Yes.
To Jeff Sessions.
Bring it, Al.
Accusing him of rambling.
That infuriating.
After Attorney General Jeff Sessions blamed Al Franken for his failure to disclose his meetings with Russian operatives, The Minnesota senator accused the attorney general of misleading the Senate Judiciary Committee. In a statement, he says,
"Yes,
Attorney General Jeff Sessions' testimony in the Senate Intelligence Committee was very unsettling. We know that a hostile foreign power, Russia, sought to undermine our democracy by meddling in the 2016 presidential election. But our attorney general, who is the top law enforcement official in the country, and the rest of the Trump administration seemed unconcerned by that disturbing truth."
They didn't give a shit.
They seemed to have collective amnesia,
right,
about meeting with Russian officials during and after the campaign, and only remember when they have been caught. They are not acting like a group of people with nothing to hide.
Yeah. They sound dirty. They look dirty. They're fucking dirty. And they have the nerve to say there's nothing to investigate.
Right. I also, he continues, this is Al Franken's statement. I also think it's very clear, despite what he attempted to assert in his testimony, that Attorney General Sessions wasn't actually confused by my question during his January confirmation hearing. Rather, I believe he's trying to downplay the gravity of and whitewash the fact that he misled the Senate Judiciary Committee under oath and failed to correct the record until he was forced to do so 7 weeks later after a report by the Washington Post.
He fucking lied.
Yes.
Sessions fucking lied under fucking oath in a confirmation hearing. That's got to mean something to someone.
Misled in senator speak means that fucker lied. Like,
why didn't he say
that?
Why didn't he say he fucking lied?
It's that Senate protocol bullshit.
Yeah, listen, Al, I'm sorry. I don't mean to critique your writing. You've had enough of that today. Misled's fine. What do I know?
Here's the last paragraph. Here's my message to Jeff Sessions. Stop misleading the American public. Stop making excuses and start being more forthcoming. Come before the Senate Judiciary Committee to speak honestly and openly with those who you first misled.
Oh, shit. Jeff Bowe, you're getting schooled by Stuart Smalley from Saturday Night Live. How do you like that, dickhead?
I can't believe that Hollywood type J.E.W. is coming after me.
Why did we not hear from Al Franken?
He's not on this committee.
Oh, okay. Why do we hear from that Mark Warner?
He's on the committee.
Yeah, I know. He sucks.
he's the ranking member, so he's got to be a little bit more civilized.
Okay.
But then they let Wyden loose, and they let Kamala Harris loose, and they let...
This is my point. These fucking Democrats are civilized, and they're acting like this is normal, and they're like, oh, we were having a hearing about Russia fucking with our shit. This is insane. I'm listening to Mark Warner and I'm losing my mind. I'm like, you're talking to a guy that lied to the American public in his fucking confirmation hearing, that is lying about Russia fucking up the very core of who we are as a country. One vote. We get a vote. You get to vote for people in this country. Not anymore. Not right now. That is called into question. And Mark Warner is treating Jeff Bosesh like he's a normal fucking human being. It's nuts.
Here's Ron Wyden, the Democrat from Oregon.
Yeah.
Opening up.
Mr. Chairman, I want to thank you for holding this hearing in the open, in full view of the American people where it belongs. I believe the American people have had it with stonewalling. Americans don't want to hear that answers to relevant questions are privileged and off limits, or that they can't be provided in public, or that it would be, quote, inappropriate for witnesses to tell us what they know. We are talking about an attack on our democratic institutions, and stonewalling of any kind is unacceptable. And General Sessions has acknowledged that there is no legal basis for this stonewalling. So now to questions.
That's how he opens.
This guy.
That's how he opens his 5 minutes.
Hey, Mark Warner. This guy, what that guy did, not what you did, you fucking, don't say pussy, you fucking asshole, that guy with the lisp, that guy, I'm serious.
Be nice to Wyden.
I am being nice. This guy, yeah. Wyden was the best, despite his fucking speech
Kamala
impediment.
Kamala Harris was great.
Despite his fucking speech impediment, he came off like a badass. He came off the way he should, talking to this crook, this fucking vile piece of garbage, Jeff Sessions. Even with a lisp. Mark Warner, grow a sack.
Last Thursday, I asked former Director Comey about the FBI's interactions with you General Sessions, prior to your stepping aside from the Russian investigation. Mr. Comey said that you're...
Okay, anyway, I'm gonna skip ahead a bit.
I love that guy.
To Jeff Bosash, because he opens up by taking offense to the term stonewalling.
Director Comey's statement, we need to know what that was. Were you aware of any concerns at the FBI or elsewhere in government about your contacts with the Russians or any other matters relevant to whether you should step aside from the Russian investigation?
Senator Wyden, I am not stonewalling. I am following the historic policies of the Department of Justice. You don't walk into any hearing or committee meeting and reveal confidential communications with the President of the United States, who's entitled to receive confidential communications in your best judgment about a host of issues.
Yes, you are. If the president does not invoke executive privilege, you are allowed to say that, you little rat-faced fuckwad.
But I just felt like that explanation, that bullshit explanation, really got him, really worked for Sessions today, and I don't get it.
Well, it worked with the Republicans. It didn't work with the Democrats. That's Democrats, true. Pretty much each one of them was like, well, how are you justifying this?
Yeah.
What law? Kamala Harris said, is this written down? Where is it written down? I believe it is.
I believe it is.
Looks like Kamala Harris took to Twitter.
Awesome.
Afterwards, she said, it was a simple question. Can Sessions point to the policy in writing that allows him to not answer a whole host of our questions today?
Yeah, right. I mean, we want to know the one that the crux of your not being forthcoming. We want to see. Yeah, God.
She tweeted, it's unacceptable that Sessions, the top law enforcement official in the country, cannot name his legal basis for evading questions.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And then she says in quotes, I don't know. I don't recall. I don't remember. Did you refresh your memory with any written documents?
Yeah.
# Sessions hearing.
God. Fuck him.
Here's a little bit of it. Kamala Harris.
Is by saying, to the best of your recollection, just on the first...
Former Attorney General of California, prosecutor.
Yeah.
Senator.
Maybe she'll be
possible
president.
Possible future president.
Hell yeah.
Ass-kicking liberal president.
Page of your 3 pages of written testimony, you wrote, nor do I recall, do not have recollection, do not remember it. So my question is, for any of your testimony today, did you refresh your memory with any written documents, be they your calendar, written correspondence, emails, notes of any sort?
I attempted to refresh my recollection, but so much of this is in a wholesale campaign of extraordinary nature that you're moving so fast that you don't keep notes. You meet people. I didn't keep notes of my conversation with the Russian ambassador at the Republican convention.
I'd like to just talk about what you did.
You know, I'm just saying I didn't keep notes on most of these things, and there's nothing for me.
Will you provide this committee with the notes that you did maintain?
As appropriate, I will supply the committee with documents.
Can you please tell me what you mean when you say appropriate?
I would have to consult with lawyers in the department who know.
The look on her face is spectacular, by the way.
Yeah.
It's like she's sniffing a turd.
Yeah.
Right. It's rightful.
Right. I mean, she got to this guy.
Oh, yeah.
So the proper procedure before disclosing documents that are held within the Department of Justice.
Attorney General,
I'm not able to make that opinion today.
Sir, I'm sure you prepared for this hearing today, and most of the questions that have been presented to you were predictable. So my question to you is, did you then review with the lawyers of your department, if you as the top lawyer are unaware, what the law is regarding what you can share with us and what you cannot share with us, what is privileged and what is not privileged?
We discussed the basic parameters of testimony. I frankly have not discussed documentary disclosure.
Oh, God.
Holy fucking
so gross.
Shit. We're fucked. This guy. I don't know.
He's good.
What do you do with this guy? I mean,
let me skip
know.
Ahead. God, I don't know exactly where. I'd love to find that part where he's like, hey, you got to slow down. I can't. I get all nervous when you're going so fast.
God, I love Kamala.
You black women talk so fast.
God, can we have her?
By saying, to the best of your.
Time's expired.
No, time's expired.
Wow.
Is by saying.
I think so.
So did you not consult it before you came before this committee, knowing we would ask you questions about it?
Well, we talked about it. The policy is
based. Did you ask that it would be shown to you?
The policy is based on the principle that the president.
Sir, I'm not asking about the principle. I'm asking when you would be asked these questions and you would rely on that policy. Did you not ask your staff to show you the policy that would be the basis for you refusing to answer the majority of questions that have been asked?
You should be allowed to answer the question.
There's McCain.
Senators will allow the chair to control the hearing. Senator Harris, let him answer.
Please do. Thank you.
We talked about it, and we talked about.
There you go.
God damn.
I wish I could find that.
You know, John. You know what John McCain did there? He gave that little old Gollum fuck a breather.
Oh sure.
To fucking recalibrate, to get his shit together.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the scary brown woman was discombobulating
him. I don't understand where John McCain is coming from in this. The man gave. He was a prisoner in a box for this fucking country. Yeah. Why does he feel any loyalty to Trump? Trump hasn't done shit.
I don't know.
He is the opposite of John McCain. It makes no sense.
And you can't tell me John McCain's going to run again. Holy shit, he's 100,000 years old. I mean, isn't he ready to be done?
I mean, and you can't tell me John McCain doesn't hate the living shit out of Trump. He must hate him with...
And Sessions.
God.
Not been disclosed in public or to this committee?
I don't recall it, but I have to tell you, I cannot testify to what was said as we were standing at the Republican convention before the podium where I spoke.
My just, question is only as
don't have a detailed memory of that.
Okay, as it relates to your knowledge. Did you have any communication with any Russian businessmen or any Russian nationals?
I don't believe I had any conversation with Russian businessmen or Russian nationals.
Are you aware of any communications?
Although a lot of people were at the convention, it's conceivable that somebody
came
up to
me. Sir, I have just a few.
Will you let me qualify it? If I don't qualify it, you'll accuse me of lying. So I need to be correct as best I can.
I do want you to be honest.
And I'm not able to be rushed this fast. It makes me nervous.
Are you aware of any communication?
It makes him fucking
makes me
nervous.
You're making me think and stuff.
Think about the white privilege in that fuck.
And you're a black woman challenging a white man. I don't like that at all.
How dare he? How dare he say that to a person of color? You're making me nervous. Hey, Jeff, how do you think your policies and your fucking politics made black people feel in Alabama? Pretty fucking nervous, you fucking dick.
She's an angry brown woman. She might have a gun or a knife on her.
God, this is insane.
Cut me open.
This is insane. We should be worried for this fucking country because if no one goes to jail, if nothing happens, how is this country going to go forward? How are we going to go forward with that fucking white privileged dickhead talking to a woman of color in power like that? That we can't let that shit stand. That's insane. Holy fucking hell. I don't get it.
Oh, your mom has an extra toaster oven that she can look.
Oh, that's nice.
There you go.
I mean, because,
we were talking about that today.
I held a piece of bread
over the flame, old school
thing. Yeah.
God, that's exhausting. Jeff Bosesh. Here's another little sign of the times.
What a piece of garbage.
The internet, certain angry snowflakes on the internet.
Yeah.
Are all pissy. Because, right now, E3 is going on.
What is that?
That's the big electronics expo in Los Angeles where all the games and all the all the fun stuff.
People, okay.
And the apparently there's a new game coming out in the Castle Wolfenstein saga. It's like a World War II-y kind of.
Okay.
They've had a bunch of games under that brand.
Nine.
Wolfenstein, the new Colossus, will be coming out.
The Nazi wolf.
And according to Motherboard here, it says Wolfenstein New Colossus builds on the gaming industry's decades-long tradition of making first-person shooters. in which the player brutally murders Nazis.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Let's do it, baby. Is that bad?
Some of the little white snowflakes on 4chan and Reddit and YouTube and the Twitter and the Facebook.
Can we not relish killing electronic Nazis?
These are the same ones who are probably all pissed about the social justice warrior Star Trek coming out where it's, oh my God, people with vaginas and people with brown vaginas, even worse.
But they're even humanoids, though. I mean, think about that. We still have humans on the fucking Starship Enterprise.
But not white humans, Ryan. Where's the white race?
They're all over the place. You're asking me where the white race is? They're walking outside the fucking door. They're all over the fucking place.
So a lot of them have the mads because the game is too, quote, politically correct.
Yes.
It degrades Nazis and is, quote, anti-white.
I'm sorry, we're degrading people that put they marched 6 million Jewish people into fucking ovens to kill them, to wipe them from the planet, but we can't degrade.
Were you there?
Oh, yeah, no, but we can't degrade Nazis. Okay.
White commenter on, this is probably 4chan, says, because Bethesda Jews are trying to destroy the gaming industry with political correctness faggotry. This is our last line of defense.
Oh my God.
If we fall, the gaming industry ceases to exist. You think all those cucks actually buy games? They simply want to ruin the gaming industry.
Listen to this shit. He's worried about the gaming industry being wiped from the planet. Do you realize Nazis tried to wipe Jewish people from the planet? They killed 6 million plus Jews in World War II, and you're worried about the gaming industry. Somebody send this guy a bag of fucking dicks.
As a fan of the series, this is a departure in that it takes on pre-communist and anti-white themes from Twitter politics instead of continuing with the theme of an over-the-top fight against a brutal regime. People aren't mad about Nazis being killed in Wolfenstein. They're mad because the game seems more like an attack on whites, an attack on capitalism, and an attack on traditional American values.
Oh, fucking shit. Get in the bathtub with the toaster oven my mom's bringing over. This guy's a piece of garbage. He's worried about the gaming industry.
This is how you create racists. Call everyone you dislike a Nazi. White people are literally demonized in America. Then you call whites who stand up to anti-whiteness all Nazis. Then you wonder why people get upset about a game where you kill Nazis because whites know they'll be equated to them.
Hey, listen, dick face, why don't you read a fucking book? You're an ignorant, stupid loser. I'm exhausted with the idiocy of white people today. Fuck this guy.
This game looks like an SJW's wet dream.
I don't know. Social justice warrior.
I'm just changing voices.
Hello.
Fighting actual Nazis. Black women being racist towards white people and an actual resistance that will probably succeed in this fictional world.
You imagine a whole country is built upon the backs of black people that were owned by white people. And you're going to get a bug up your ass about one black woman being racist to a white woman. Slow your roll, stupid.
Oy vey goyim, come play Jewenstein and kill those evil, evil Nazis. Maybe even some Klansmen, too, since, you know, trust us, they're like the same thing, Goy, both white and both racist pigs.
So wait a second. Nazis and Klans people, to me, are very similar.
I believe there's a scene in one of the cutaways. It says, one reason it seems that they're pissed is that there's a shot in the trailer in which two KKK members, dressed in hoods and all, are seen palling around with a Nazi officer.
Well, don't they have shit in common? In what world am I not supposed to believe, like, if you brought a Nazi back from World War II and you sat him down next to some idiot Grand Kleagle from the Klan, they wouldn't find some common ground? They wouldn't be able to...
Right, right.
You know, come on.
Another reason is the trailer figures two characters that rub the alt-right the wrong way. An African-American woman who appears to be some kind of rebel leader in the anti-Nazi insurgency. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And a white man from the South who references the proletariat
yes.
and rants against Wall Street and imperialism. The former, they say, the black one, yes, is racist to white people, and the latter is obviously a communist, which is even worse than being a Nazi.
Ah! The war upon the white man rages on. You got to be out of your mind. God.
So here we go. There's a loud and unapologetic contingent of people online, according to Motherboard, saying it's unfair to paint Nazis as the villains.
You know what? Suck a dick. Later on tonight, I'm going to take my mother's car. I'm going to run over Pepe the Frog. And then after I run him over, I'm going to back up and run him over again. And then I'm going to pull forward and run him over again until he's at one with the fucking asphalt.
The guy that invented Pepe the Frog already killed him off in the comic series because he did not abide having Pepe assumed into the poor little tiny, bald, insecure little white boy land.
What a great guy. And he killed his own character because it got co-opted by the fucking Nazis.
Right.
Jeez.
We're out here, everybody, on this Crab Diving Tuesday. If you're listening live, stay tuned for a brand new Sparkling K-Voice right here on the network. Otherwise, don't forget to go to iTunes, Stitcher, and crabdiving.com for this episode of this show and all the other great entertainment here on the network. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Follow him on the Twitter at Radar Comedy, on the Instagram at Radar Comedy. Go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience of So Freaking Vile.
Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit on the internet, buy it through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello. Fuck you, Nazis.
We'll be back tomorrow, everybody.
Death to all Nazis.
I like to eat. Eat.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.